The following podcast is brought to you by the Department of Global Public Health at Dominican University of California under the direction of Dr. Brett Bales and is made possible through a collaboration with the Communication and Media Studies Department and Penguin Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to our pilot episode, It Takes a Herd to Raise a Child. We're your hosts,
Audrey,
Rebecca,
Lillian,
and me, Brian. Please, for the love of vaccines, put your phones in airplane mode because this podcast is about to take off.
Imagine going to Disneyland with the intention of having fun and just trying to spend some time with friends or family, but instead you get the measles. Now, can you imagine how many people sit down in that big, colorful, bright pink teacup ride each day? You're enjoying your time, and all of a sudden, the child sitting next to you, he sneezes. You continue spinning around, the sneeze particles slowly reaching you, and all you can do and say is, yuck. But wait, the fun is just getting started. Wow, that gave me goosebumps. I can't imagine getting measles from just a simple sneeze.
For listeners who might not know what measles are, it is a highly contagious viral infection that causes fever, rash, cough, and red watery eyes.
It can be spread through saliva, skin-to-skin contact, touching contaminated surfaces, coughing, or sneezing. This disease is so contagious that one infected person can spread it up to 18 other people. I mean, that is just crazy, which is why this is the perfect disease to start an outbreak. Now, let's hear on the horror story of Disneyland.
In 2015, the happiest place on earth turned into the most deadly for those who weren't vaccinated. Reports show that an individual infected with the disease came to Disneyland during the high peak of tourist season in December of 2014.
Wow, I guess dreams did not come true that day for some kids. So Rebecca, how was the disease transmitted?
Well, the individual perhaps came in contact with tourists, children, and babies with weak immune systems, or that have not been vaccinated, which increased their chances of getting the disease. But the nightmare was just about to begin.
The nightmare on Disney Street? You don't hear that every day. The California Health Department received a call about an unvaccinated 11-year-old who came to the hospital with measles, which started after visiting Disneyland.
This led to 9 more cases of measles being tied to Disneyland, and in the end, at least 131 Californians had been infected. The CDC reported that this outbreak led to 1,203 individual cases of measles in 30 states through August 15 in 2015. This is the largest measles outbreak in the United States since 1992.
Wow, 1,200? An outbreak of this magnitude would have been a huge problem if we were living in the 1900s. But luckily, the use of vaccines helped stop the spread of these kinds of infectious diseases.
By the end of June of 2015, California enforced a law that required immunization for certain infectious diseases for children starting school. It made California one of 3 U.S. states that does not allow personal or religious beliefs exemptions for vaccines.
This change in behavior helped stop the spread of infectious diseases. Not only did California become a role model for taking action in the low vaccination rates, but they were able to bring back herd immunity to a 96% threshold. So, what is herd immunity, you ask? Well, let's talk about that.
We usually assume it takes a village to raise a child, but the truth is, it takes a herd.
That's really interesting. I've never heard that before. But what do you mean, and how does that relate to herd immunity?
In every community, there are those that cannot get vaccinated, be it because of religious beliefs, non-professional medical opinions, and of course, social media influences. This is why herd immunity is so important. Herd immunity is the shield protection people receive from living in a community that has high rates of individuals who are vaccinated.
So that pretty much means that people who live in these communities are effectively protected from infectious diseases due to herd immunity?
Exactly.
Herd immunity is important because it protects those who cannot be vaccinated, such as infants, pregnant women, and immunocompromised individuals. It also helps prevent the outbreaks and epidemics of infectious diseases.
Wow, did you know that we usually assume it takes a village to raise a child? The truth is, it takes a herd. This is a statement that accurately portrays the importance of herd immunity in a community, locally, and globally. As members of society, we are obligated to be good citizens by doing things that benefit us and others, such as getting vaccinated.
Think of it as being a safe driver. Not only does that mean wearing a seatbelt to protect yourself, but also taking or not taking certain actions for the benefit of others. You don't drive around 90 miles an hour in a neighborhood for the sake of your safety and for the safety of others.
Unbelievable. There is a larger population of people who are vaccine hesitant, which means that they are not certain if they are completely against vaccines. Instead, they are not convinced that vaccines are safe at all.
So then what can lead people to be hesitant about vaccines when they are so important in keeping communities safe from infectious diseases?
Among the misconceptions about vaccines, such as how they can cause autism, celebrities and social media can also play an important role in influencing parents into vaccinating their kids or not.
Nowadays, people are greatly influenced by what celebrities say and what is happening on social media. Trying to keep up with trends, people tend to follow celebrity advice and ignore medical professionals in an attempt to fit into today's social norms.
So that's why celebrity moms such as Jennifer Garner, Kristen Bell, and Julie Bowen have all taken a stand to show their supporters the facts and how important and beneficial it really is to vaccinate your children. Not only for their health, but for the health of others. Unfortunately, we have those celebrities that believe vaccinating your kids can cause autism or lead to other health conditions. Among these non-believers are Jim Carrey, Jenny McCarthy, and Charlie Sheen. Winning!
Their social status allows them to reach hundreds of thousands of people across the world, and because they are seen as a form of inspiration or people we look up to, their opinions on anything can really impact the decisions we make in our personal lives. What we need is more celebrities and influencers to speak out on the importance of vaccines because people will listen and take into consideration anything they say.
Amen, girl. Besides the influence of celebrities, what are some other possible barriers people think of that prevent them from getting vaccinated?
That's a great question, girlfriend. The biggest barrier is hesitancy. Being reluctant to vaccinations is a decision-making process that is dependent on trust in healthcare providers and mainstream medicine.
So if an individual doesn't trust in healthcare providers, what can that mean for the rest of us?
Rebecca, it means just that. The reason we're facing this epidemic where anti-vaccination rhetoric has become mainstream is really due to social media. These people are led to believe that holistic approaches to medicine will have the same result as modern medicine.
For those listeners who haven't heard of this alternative to vaccines, holistic medicine is a form of healing that focuses on the mind, body, spirit, and emotions. People believe that when these four things are aligned, then your physical health will balance as well.
No!
Essential oils and healing crystals are not going to prevent your kids from getting sick, Martha. Sure, it may be aesthetically pleasing or an activity you can share with your Twitter followers, but this cannot be taken as a serious alternative to vaccines and professional medical advice.
So, then what are the most common misconceptions you all have heard about vaccinations?
Girl, let me tell you. There's some people that actually believe that vaccinations cause autism, ADHD, and AIDS, which is just crazy and completely inaccurate. Ugh.
The myth that vaccinations cause autism was found in a study published in 1997 by a British surgeon. The paper has been completely discredited due to serious ethical violations.
There's also people that are afraid that their children will be infected with the disease the vaccine is trying to prevent.
When in reality, vaccines can cause mild symptoms resembling those of the disease they are protecting against.
Another common misconception is that these symptoms signal infection. In fact, in the small percentage where symptoms do occur,
less than 1 in 1 million cases.
Thanks, Audrey. The vaccine recipients are actually experiencing a body's immune response to the vaccine, not the disease itself. which is why many people believe vaccines do more harm than good.
With social media, celebrities, and the medical opinion from just about anyone besides professionals, it has become an almost impossible task to change the mind of people who are against vaccines.
So, pretty much at this point, we can educate the public with facts and years' worth of research to show them how important vaccines are for them and their communities, and hope that all this information will be enough to overcome popular misconceptions of something so important and needed for the betterment of our lives.
That is all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our pilot episode of Don't Get Me Started, It Takes a Herd to Raise a Child. And remember, vaccines don't cause autism, they cause adults. Until next time.